And 6:06, it is partly clear and 87 degrees in Tulsa. We could reach a high of 114 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We will learn later this morning if this sound becomes contraband. Tulsa is on the voluntary water restriction list, but depending on how much water we used yesterday, it could become mandatory. Mayor Bartlett says the city has plenty of water, but the issue is the pumping equipment.
Our system is in very, very good shape. All systems are operating, but we certainly don't want to strain it to a position of where we have mechanical breakdowns, because that will have a difficult effect upon our system's ability to deliver water.
The magic number is 204 million gallons. If we use more than that, the restrictions will become mandatory. We will go in depth on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. Well, here's an example as to why we need to conserve water. Tulsa fire units make quick work of a high-rise apartment fire this morning. It happened on the 12th floor of the University Club Tower, just south of downtown. The fire broke out in a living room around 4 o'clock this morning. The fire department had the blaze under control by 5. No one was hurt. Fire investigators are looking for the cause this morning. Meanwhile, authorities had to evacuate 24 homes because of a grass fire in southwestern Oklahoma. Comanche County spokesman Russell Jacob says that the blaze began about 2:30 yesterday afternoon near Elgin. The city moves forward with park department improvements.
A pile of rubble grows as the structure that was once the Turner Park Community Center shrinks. Stephanie and Pete Bossluper were on a walk.
Well, you know they're going to tear it down today.
Oh, so this is a surprise.
Yeah, we walk this every day. We do 3 to 5 miles. And yeah, this is a surprise.
Turner Park is the first of 7 community center demolitions planned by the City Parks Department. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
The wheels are turning. Efforts continue to get Tulsa's Black Wall Street listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The city's Laura Weber says such a designation would have an impact on the area's revitalization.
On the local level, the significance will be for our community planning and development and the African American heritage as Black Wall Street.
A meeting was held last night. More meetings are planned. The city's recommendation should go to the state sometime this fall. We have an update this morning on the Tulsa pastor shot in a home invasion yesterday. Police now have a suspect that they are questioning. The Reverend Kenneth Brooks remains hospitalized this morning, but is said to be showing signs of improvement. The next step for getting passenger rail service to northeastern Oklahoma is to ask private firms if they're interested in a partnership with the state. A Tulsa area representative on the Eastern Flyer Task Force is Bob Runsfeld. He says they're requesting reports from those interested.
And they will be allowed to either come and do that in front of the task force or to send in a written report for that. Here's what we are. Here's who we are. This is what we can provide in terms of operating passenger rail service, because we do this in A, B, and C locations.
A final report from the task force is to be submitted to lawmakers by the end of this year. Our weather forecast: excessive heat warning continues, sunny and extremely hot, 114 for a high this afternoon, partly clear tonight, 84 for a low, tomorrow hot with a high of 109, Friday 107, Saturday 101, and Sunday a slight chance of rain and 98. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 610, it is partly clear in Tulsa and 87 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.